Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Before we get back to your calls on the Knicks and where this upset would rank in New York sports history.
We're leaning into kicking ass.
Yeah, Aaron, I got an issue with you. Now, Sean, you watch every second of every Yankee game,
so if you
want to defend Aaron Boone, you have every right to. It's totally your game. Obviously, Sunday was not a pretty performance. They were trailing 5-0. They were trailing 7-2.
Mm-hmm.
And the New York Yankees, who've scored more runs than any team in the American League, for the record,
have the two best hitters in the American League right now.
Do they? Well, Aaron Judge, clearly. Who else?
Paul Goldschmidt.
Goldie's second. There's no one else in the American League having a better year than Paul Goldschmidt?
At least heading into yesterday.
How about that?
Also, by the way, I'm using an antiquated batting average stat, but nonetheless, it's going to play for my argument.
Oh, so you're saying your batting average played. Okay.
Yeah.
So the Yankees score runs in bunches. So they're down by 5 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning, and they begin to rally. Mm-hmm. Aaron Judge rips a double. Cody Bellinger draws a walk. My man Goldie rips a single. Jason Dominguez rips a single, one that actually went off the freaking fence. It was hit so hard. And so here the Yankees are. They're down 7-3. They got the bases loaded, and they got nobody out. And you have on your bench Benjamin Aloysius Rice,
mm-hmm.
and you have Austin Wells. Now, you also have Anthony Volpe, who I understand Aaron Boone already said that. Didn't want to go to him, not available.
And clearly wasn't available, by the way. Ascara had to play third.
Yes. Bases loaded, nobody out, down by 4 runs. I am using one of my chips immediately. Now, I get they can't pinch it for Ascara. They can't pinch it for Vivas. And they can't pinch it for Peraza. They can't pinch it for all of them because with Volpe not available, you're going to run out of players.
Yeah.
I get that. And so Boone's explanation after the game was, well, you know, there's nobody out. I got to pick my spots, blah, blah, blah. Didn't even make any sense. You got to go in for the kill and use one of your big chips with bases loaded, nobody out, and not let J.C. Ascara come to the plate and risk what he ended up doing, which was tapping into a double play. I freaking hated it. So then Ascara grounds into a double play. Vivas comes through with a big hit. And then he uses Ben Rice to pinch hit for Oswaldo Cabrera. Well, hold on a second. Use Ben Rice 2 batters earlier. I'd rather let Cabrera hit and stay in the game than keep Ascara in the game. Or, if you want this to be clean, just use Austin Wells, who has to come into the game anyway. Or Ben Rice could catch. Like, no matter how you cut it, I freaking hated it. I think he needed to go for the kill. You got bases loaded, nobody out, and you can't allow J.C. Ascara to come to the plate and let that rally get killed.
There's no question he screwed that up, but he also left himself in a position to screw it up. My biggest issue with Aaron Boone reared its ugly head again yesterday, Evan, setting up his failure.
What was that?
His failure wasn't the way he handled the 8th inning. His failure was pregame. Look, Anthony Volpe gets hurt the day before. All right? He's unavailable. Jazz Chisholm Jr. is on the IL. Aaron Boone's entire Yankee career here as a manager, he constantly does this. He double dips the day off. If Ben Rice is so freaking important to hit behind Aaron Judge and lengthen the lineup, which he's admitted to, Boone, he loves him back there.
Yeah.
Then why on a day where you're giving Austin Wells the day off and you already know Jazz is on the IL and you know that Volpe is unavailable, Why would you double dip the Wells and Rice days off to begin with? The whole lineup was short, and the reason they're down five runs, on top of the fact that Will Warren and Carlos Carrasco suck, the other reason is they left themselves. I mean, yesterday, 5-9, that was an embarrassing, the lineup they
tried. That was
out
one
there.
Of the worst 5-9s I think I ever remembered.
Now, could he have made up for it and pitch hit Wells or Rice for a score? Yes.
6-9, to be fair, because
okay.
I liked him.
Fine. You're right. He should have pinch hit, no doubt about it. But he's also putting us in a position to second-guess him when he trots that back end of the lineup out. There was no reason Ben Rice had to sit yesterday when Austin Wells was already sitting and you were without Volpe.
Especially when you put yourself in a spot where you know you're down Volpe, so you don't even have the full capabilities of just unloading your bench.
Right.
Because Volpe can't come into the game.
Why would you position yourself in a lineup like that? And also, Aaron, use your mind. There's rain in the forecast the next 3 days. God only knows when we're playing these Yankee games. Maybe they play tonight, maybe they don't.
Right.
Yesterday you knew you were playing.
No, I think that's fair.
Judge could have played right, and you DH Ben Rice, and your lineup is lengthened.
I think that is completely fair. I just know in that moment, when you have bases loaded, nobody out, and we all love the J.C. Ascara story. It's
great.
Beautiful that he made the team.
Great.
I can't have him up in that spot.
Great, yes.
It's as simple as that. And I'll worry about the Vivas at-bat. I'll worry about the Cabrera at-bat. I'll worry about the Peraza at-bat when I get there. Because the truth is, Austin Wells or Ben Rice, whoever you want to use, could rip one up the alley, and all of a sudden, it's a completely different game.
Bless his heart. Uber driver, great story. Guess what? I ordered food last night. It took forever, okay? I'm crediting that.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That driver deserves a round of applause if he goes up and plays catcher for the Yankees. I don't care about your sob story. It's a great story. If you can't hit in that spot, pinch hit. Stop making a guy a cult hero because he was an Uber driver. I'm sorry. Can't happen. I care about what you do on the baseball field.
There you go. Well said.
Not so what you do with your side hustle.
We're in agreement then, basically.
We are, but I still think the problem nobody pointed to is before the game.
Well, I look.
And you know what? I've got one more problem.
Yeah.
Cashman, the bench stinks. There's no reason the bench needs Peraza and Pablo Reyes on it. That both those guys.
It's not a great bench right now.
Come on.
And I'll tell you, watching the Yankees over the weekend and watching the Mets over the weekend did lead me back to, boy, it just makes sense to bring Arenado in.
Yeah.
Not because he still can hit. He can hit. Like, offensively, he's better than Oswaldo Cabrera. He's probably better than Pablo Reyes and Yorbit Vivas, though we haven't seen enough of Vivas.
And Vivas got a nice hit yesterday.
Absolutely. So I'm not saying Nolan Arenado is the old Nolan Arenado, because he's not. But my God, defensively, he makes an impact.
Yeah.
Makes a huge impact.
He just lengthens everything.
He makes such an impact defensively. And I can't believe I'm saying this about a position like third base, where you can almost live with his bat if his glove is going to be that good. It's worth reassessing as we get closer to the trade deadline. But it looks like Anthony Volpe avoided major injury. What happened on Saturday was so bizarre because when he goes down, it looks like he's dead. It looks like it's over for him.
I thought he was going to cry.
I thought he was going to come out of the game. He stays in the game and then makes a huge miscue that contributes to them losing. So it was just a real double doser on Volpe. But we'll see if he's in the lineup tonight or even if the Yankees play. Like I mentioned, we're going to keep you posted throughout the day. There is a lot of rain in the forecast, so it doesn't look very promising. But As of right now, game is on. Carlos Rodon against Nick Pavetta.
And the Padres only come in, and we already ran into this issue where the Yankees basically played the monsoon and Boone waved the white flag.
The Yankees have one thing going for them.
Oh, Volpe, by the way, is in the lineup. It just came out.
Oh, nice. Well, that's good news for Anthony Volpe. The Yankees are off on Thursday, and so are the Padres. And the weather is supposed to be great. So I know the Padres probably don't want to stick around for an extra day.
Mm-hmm.
But, like you said, they only come in once. And instead of flying back at a later date or playing a doubleheader in a rainstorm, Thursday could be a day the Yankees and Padres make up one of these games if they can't get them in.
Carlos Rodon pitching frustrated in raindrops. What could go wrong tonight?
Everything.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dave in Cranford, New Jersey. How are you doing today, Dave?
I'm doing great, man. You guys make me, this is crazy, because my only problem, Evan, is I love all three of you. I ain't even a Met fan, and you know what? I listen to your Rico Bronya podcast.
Thank you.
Because
I feel like there's an insult coming, but I do appreciate it. That's very nice of you.
No, it's not really an insult. But
go ahead.
So, no, the only difference is when Tiki's not there, the level of like vitriol between the three of you is like off the charts. It's amazing.
I
love it.
I agree.
I'm not saying I don't love it, but like, you know, Tiki's the guy that like keeps the temperature down. So
especially,
like,
you're right about that. Especially with Tommy. Like, I think Tiki Barber is the greatest buffer for Tommy, because there's still a part of Lugie, I don't know if he'll admit this, that still wants to impress the football player he loved growing up. And he doesn't want to be completely unhinged in front of Tiki. So I think there are, as crazy as Tommy is, I think he tones it down like a slight little bit because he doesn't want to embarrass himself in front of Barber. But I'll tell you, when Tiki's out, he loses his mind, right? Right, Tommy?
I would say I have better bedside manner when Tiki is here. Another thing that Tiki brings to the table is he could tell me what vitriol means, because I have no idea what that word means. I just know we're nasty to each other. Yeah, we're like brothers, and when Tiki's here, he's like the adult to say, well, all right, children, settle down.
You know what else? Like, if you guys are arguing and I pick a side, or me and Tommy are arguing and Sean picks a side, or me and Sean are arguing, whatever combination you want, it always feels like the person siding with someone else is picking on the other. Tiki, as the voice of reason, will just tell you the damn truth. He'll just be like, hey, you're wrong about this, Evan. Or, hey, Sean, you got this one a little bit wrong.
Yeah.
So,
except when it comes to tanking at the end of a season, in which case Tiki's
he's definitely wrong on that.
That's when you guys lose your mind. Let's go to Jerome and Hazlitt. How are you, Jerome?
Guys, you're killing me with this argument. You're absolutely killing me with this argument. You know, you got to factor in the round of the playoffs that the upset takes place, and you also got to factor in you're putting up a team. You know, a sport where you play one playoff game against another sport where you play it's a series. But a Knicks to mirror what the Giants did in 2007, they would have to beat the Celtics this round, they have to beat the Cavaliers next round, and then they got to beat, like, the Thunder or whoever.
Well, with all due respect, you're dead wrong, but my favorite part of your phone call is not even that. My favorite part of your phone call is, basically, I hate this argument, it's the dumbest thing ever, but let me opine. That's my favorite part. This argument's driving me nuts. Now let me give you my opinion on the subject.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.